Okay, good morning. We are Masichet Tzvachim Daf Peichet, eh? Peichet. Pach. Okay. Well, let's hope that today won't be feel like a pach. Okay? And it's a chap.
That's a bit of a... What do you do with the leftover ashes?
Right, but we're not throwing anything away this morning. Okay. So now, we had like this. We had... the question whether Avir Mizbeach can Mizbeach Dami or lo. That's what we're grappling with at the moment, right? Is the airspace of the Mizbeach like the Mizbeach? We try to prove it from the ramp and from the Kli. And then we had the Kashia of Rav Bar Chanan. That said, if you say that it is like the airspace, is like the Mizbeach, you'll never have a case of a Pasul or Lata off. Remember, you can never burn that Pasul. The Malika takes place on the Mizbeach, and therefore it's always going to be good. Then we had Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, who said, no, that's not correct, because you could have a case of where you had the Kavona to do the Malika and to bring it down. And then the Gemara said, that would only work according to Rava. So they also work according to Rabba. And we said, we could work according to Rabba, where he did the Malika with the Kavona to bring it down before Amud HaShachar. Remember? Because Amud HaShachar was like the kick in when it became Lina or didn't become Lina. Right, that's up to yesterday. Now, Rav Shimi himself, right, Bar Ashi gives us the answer. You know what? Lahach gise miach tifshot. We can, however, prove to this direction, right? Lahach gise, from this angle. Look at Rashi here. What does he mean? He said, Rav Shimi Messiah. Rashi tells us Rav Shimi himself is talking. First, he asked the question, Matkit Rav Shimi. Then we said, Hanicha, on your coin to Rava, and on your coin to Rabba, it's also coin to Rabba. Right now, Rav Shimi himself says, you know what? We could find a solution here. Yeah? And Rashi says it like this, Rav Shimi Messiah Beba at Kafte with his attack, Hachi. At Bai the Madab in the Avi Mizrach Lav Kizbeach Dami, right? Because he wanted to first, his first attack was on saying that it's not like the airspace, because if it was like the airspace, you wouldn't find a case in Mikasha, right? That was it. His attack against Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, remember, who wanted to say it wasn't like the airspace because you couldn't have a kosher. And he said, why you could, etc. Now it's like this. Le'idach gis, on the other hand, matzit le'mifshat mina. See that Rashi, the very last lines of Rashi. On the other hand, we could solve this conundrum, whatever the word is, right? Minav le'meimar, de kemizbeach dami. And so you know what? It is like kemizbeach, the airspace. De'i lo kemizbeach dami. And now he says, why? Because the is salkadatach avir mizbeach lav kemizbeach dami. If you would think that it isn't like the mizbeach, but you have to say it is like the mizbeach, chatata of psula, a pasul of, a chatat of a pasul of, right? Look at Rashi that it says, shemalka barosh mizbeach shelo lishma, telling us what's a pasul of. Of you have been one of the birds, right? A pasul bird korban. What? How would it be possible? When you had the Laurent Kavone, the Shiloli Shema, right? Upasal, and as a result of that, it became Pasul. And look at Rashi, the Af Al Gav, the Lo Na'aseit Lemat. Remember, a Chatat needs to be done at the bottom, right? A bird of a Chatat is done at the bottom of his Bayach as opposed to an animal, remember? The animal's done above, the bird Chatat is done below. It wasn't done below, it was done above. Ha'amar Mar Le'el, we learned enough Samach Gimel, Malka, Bechol Makum is Bayach Shara. That Malika, even though Malika should take place at the bottom for the Chatat, we learned that Malika anywhere in the Beit HaMikdash, thank you, is still kosher. Right? Velo psal ma'ale didei edeba hazah. Now, what's the problem with this animal? You can't do hazah. But nonetheless, we said, because v'heicha de malka v'psul b'rosh ha'mizbeach, v'kam l'mechol ha'psulin, im alu lo yardu that. If you brought it up, it still can't go down. Now, you did it at the top, right? So, you doesn't have to go down. How could you allow it to do the hazaa, the blood? Because why? Same question we asked the other day yesterday with the kevish. If you say that it isn't like airspace like the mizbeach, you've now got a pasul chatat off in your hand, and you're on top of the mizbeach, and now you say that if the airspace isn't good, the moment I lift it up to throw the blood onto the Mizbeach, if I lifted it off the Mizbeach and the airspace isn't the Mizbeach, it's as if I took it off the Mizbeach and now it was a pasul bird because it was Lelo Lishma. If it was pasul, the moment it left the Mizbeach, I can't bring it back. We said Cain Yardu Lo Alu. Remember, Kaboshe Alu Lo Yardu Lo Alu. And if we said you can do Hazaa, I don't think it says you can do Hazaa. Is if the airspace is part of the Mizbeach. Never left the Mizbeach. You with me? Okay, right? That's pretty straightforward. So that's what Rav Shimi says. Look in the Gemara now. Hechi Mazi Bidama Havale Yarud. Okay, that's a long way of going about it, right? So and with sharp sulim, and you think it's just a problem with birds, we'll prove to you it works others as well. Hechi Zarik Damidama. With any other animal that's a pasul animal, where we said that the Mizbeach allows you, they look at Rashi, Rishar Psulim, right? Damim, Lebehema, Rabban Gamliel, Dam Manitin Hadam Pasul Shala Lo Yered. Rabban Gamliel said earlier on that if you've got blood of a pasul animal that went up onto the Mizbeach, you don't bring it down. Now, when we say we don't bring it down, we mean you use it, right? So, how can you do that? The moment you lift it up to throw the blood, it's left the Mizbeach. If it's left the Mizbeach, it's got to come down. So obviously the airspace has to be the Mizbeach. That's what Rav Shimi wants to say. Right? So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. The Magalehu. Maybe it's still the... Right? He's touching the Mizbeach. Right? So the Gemara says, what do you mean it's touching the Mizbeach? Ha-hazaha, we need hazaha. So Gemara says, you have to do hazaha. You can do mitzui. And Mitzvah is squeezing it along, you know, you like squash it up against the Mizbeach, it's still touching the Mizbeach. So it's in Hazrika, we need Zrika. So the Gemara says, no, you can do Shvicha. So the words of the Gemara is trying to say that there are ways you can do the blood services without necessarily lifting your hand up. Alright, so the Gemara says,
That's a contradiction.
Right, either way, but not that. The Gemara says,
I don't know why they say Zrika.
Well, what he's saying here is that when we say we need Zrika, so he said, okay, in a case like this, for Pasul, you can live with Shvicha. No? In other words, it's at the end of that, it's Pasul. What? Look at Rashi here. Demagalehu lakotel mizbeach keshemaze bechat laof vechem zrika dam Pasul. So the Rashi says, we'll parachid them, we'll be also, ha-hazahi, bitmiah, with a question, we have to vazaha. Mitzuhu, velinyan damim psulim, nami imagalehu, Shvicha havev lo zrika. We said it again. And with other animals, it would then be shvicha not zrika. And then va'od says Rashi, v'chi derech haza'a v'zrika b'chach. Is that the right way to do it? Look at Rashi. He has this whole long discussion here. El alav, right? So Rashi answers, yeah, the only reason why we can say this works is mishum da'avir mizbeach mizbeach damis. And then we agree and we say, you're right. You can't do it that way. You have to do it the proper way. And how can it work? It can only work because the mizbeach airspace is like the mizbeach. So Rashi actually, the whole answer is in Rashi. Okay, you got it? Okay, so that's Rav Shimi's proof. That's the Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi gives his own answer. That was the first set of answers. Rav Ashi gives another answer. Amar Rav Ashi, I did nakat lehu barosha mizbeach. Right? Since he had it on top of the mizbeach. Right? Hachinami. So, no. That was the first answer. First answer, then the Rashi says, no, that's not the question. Rashi says, no, you got it all wrong. Right? Look at Rashi. Amar Rav Ashi, le'olam ba'ayan meha lo tifshot. Says, this, you're never going to answer that question that you're speaking about. That's not the question when the guy's on the Mizbeach. That's not the question. Why? Firstly, he says, the ha gavra barosha Mizbeach kai. I think one of you said this yesterday. Ha gavra barosha Mizbeach kai. He's standing on the Mizbeach. V'nakid lehu. And he's holding it.
He's connected.
So he's connected to the Mizbeach, even though it's in the air. We're not interested in that it's in the air. There's a connection from the Kohen's on the Mizbeach. The thing's in his hand, it's in his hand. Right? That's what Rav Ashi says. The Kihai Gavnen says, and nonetheless, this isn't the question. The Kihai Gavnen lo mi bayin lan ba'avir Mizbeach el. When we asked the question early on, is Avir Mizbeach like Mizbeach? That wasn't our question. The Hanachar Gufa Brosh Mizbeach. That he's standing on the Mizbeach. Why? Because that's obvious. Kahanachat korban damirak. Because the korban's on the Mizbeach. What's the question? V'chikami ba'ilan. When we asked the question, it was kegon dekai a'ara. When the kohen standing on the ground. V'talinu bekanya ba'avir Mizbeach. And he's holding the Mizbeach, the animal, above the Mizbeach with a rope or with a fishing rod or with a stick or something like that. That's our question. Is the airspace like the Mizbeach? You got it? This isn't a question. This is obvious. He's standing on his back.
The blood is also
And what's the answer? Taiku. Okay, there's the bottom line.
Airplanes don't go over
Harabite,
right?
Airplanes don't go over
Harabite. Hello.
Are you serious?
Because of dead bodies?
No, Kedusha is something you're not supposed to go, you're not supposed to. It'd be like you're standing in the.
But we just got to tell you, what you're saying is we basically be Machmir.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, that's interesting, because of course, yeah, because the Gemara's conclusion is. I've never heard that, but I want to argue that I'm interesting, because look, we've seen the Gemara's conclusion is the airspace. Now, but let's assume that he's right. The conclusion of the Gemara here is that the airspace is love dafka like harab like the mizbeach. But we're being machmir. We saw with the Teiku case, we've seen it before, we've discussed it lots of times. In the case of Teiku, so you would go to Chumrah. Because it's Safek. So if it's a Doraita, it becomes a Doraita. Safek is Avir Mizbeach Kemizbeach. If the Kedusha is still there, then it's a Isur Doraita. And if it's Isur Doraita, then you go to Chumrah. But the Gemara is not a conclusion now. What we've seen here now, it's not a conclusion, it's a Chumrah. Interesting.
It's not a Sefer Lacha either.
What's not a Sefer Lacha? Gemara?
It's not the current halacha. It's a discussion of the halacha.
But I mean, the halacha at the end of the day comes out of the Gemara. If the Gemara concludes a taiku, then unless there's another Gemara somewhere else which says that Havir Harabait, Havir Mizbeach, Lach Mizbeach, then we haven't got a definitive answer in halacha. So therefore, if today, if you come to Paskin Halacha, you haven't got a definitive answer in the Gemara, you've got to go on Klalim. Going to see who the Amoraim who are arguing and who they were. When the Gemara ends with the word Teiku, it means that they themselves concluded that it was that it wasn't clear. So I mean, that's definitive, no?
Don't mean listener, we say that the definitive halakha is.
I agreed, but when it does, there's no question. It doesn't always say it. That's why I'm saying we got klalim. But when the Gemara does say something, you can't act against the Gemara unless you've got another reason to do it. So here, the Gemara stated Teiku. It wasn't like we had a Machloket Tanayim. Teiku means that we don't know.
Answer.
And we don't know the answer. So it becomes a Safek. I think it's worth checking up. Let me just actually give you quickly, you said worth checking up. I forgot to give you an answer. I spoke to Rav Baruch. Remember 2 days ago, on Daf Teiv Vav, I ended up and said, wasn't sure what the story here was of this Kriyat HaGever Migat Ad Shatah Zarah Mele'ah Yisra. Remember that? We ended up on Teiv Vav here. We said, with the idea of the Regalim, that they do the Trumat HaDeshen already early in the night, like from the third hour. And we said there that the Beit HaMikdash was so busy with people. And we said, anyhow, the rooster wouldn't roost, or whatever you call it. What's it called? The rooster? Does what? Crow. Right? Until the Mizbeach was full of people. And we try to understand what was that mean. Remember that we couldn't work out what the significance was. And he says, there's no real drush in it. Just basically is that the Mizbeach got full of, the Azara was full of people very early. And therefore, it's almost, the rooster is like a symbol of time. And since it means rooster would crow, before they came, they were already there all together, so therefore they could do without the rooster, basically.
It said in here that it's either the rooster crowing or the Kohens used to call out.
So I asked for you the other day to read out something. You said to me there's so much, you never actually gave me anything detail. Okay, right. Let's go. New Mishnah. Okay. Kli halach. Now, once we got into the question of Kaili Mekadesh, remember we said that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, the Kevish is Mekadesh, the ramp, and so too are Kalim, all the vessels are Mekadesh. Mishnah discusses distinctions between kalim. So you've got different types of kalim. So the Mishnah said like this: Kli halach, right? Remember that there were kalim for dry goods and kalim for wet goods, right? So oil, for example, would be wet goods. Blood would be wet goods. Water, I suppose, would be wet goods. Wine would be wet goods. And then meat, I would imagine, is the dry goods. Now Adam mentioned flour. I specifically left flour till the end, right? The question is a mincha wet or dry? A korban mincha.
Because
you've got oil inside it, right? So it's mixed up with oil. So enachinami, the flour arrives, I imagine, would be dry flour, but you mix it with oil. We're going to see now in our Mishnah, in the Gemara, we're going to see a situation where the mincha is not necessarily completely mixed up with oil. So you've got certain parts of flour which remain dry. Okay, there also might be lumpy parts. And we'll see you've got to fill it up completely. And the question will be, what about the lip? If it's filled up on the inside or outside, can you fix it? Can't you fix it? Quite interesting. And then from there, we're going to get on to clothes of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim. Once we discuss Kalim, we're going to go on to Begadim, which also sometimes called Kalim. Okay. So Kli Halach, right? So they had specific Kalim in the Mishnah, in the Beit HaMikdash, for wet goods. So Kli Halach, Rashi says here, are Ka'arot u'mizrakot. Remember, these are like bowls and jugs for blood and wine and oil. Right? Mekadshin Halach. They mekadesh Halach. When you pour the oil or the wine or the water or the blood into them, they make it kadosh. U'midot yavesh. And special kalim, which were, they called not kli. See, a kli is for the wet stuff. And the dry things are called umidot, measures. Because really that's why you use them, right? Umidot hayavesh mekachor layavesh. Mekadesh the dry. So look at Rashi, what are the midot yavesh? Shtei midot shel yavesh hayusham. He says there were two measures in the Beit HaMikdash for dry goods. And isaron, the chatzi isaron. That's interesting. Why is isaron? Isaron is isaron, right? That's the measure, right? With the korban tamid, you have with isaron isaron, right? You have a tenth of a lug, and a half a tenth of a lug, right? Look what he says, yeah. Isaron emedidat kol ha-menachot, for all the menachot put isaron, v'chatzi isaron, and a half isaron. Why? Lachzot bo minchat chavitei kohen gadol. The kohen gadol used to bring like an omelet type of mincha. Machzita ba'boker u'machzita ba'erev. So he had to have a half measure because he'd make it in the morning, then pour half of it out into the other measure, and then he'd do half in the morning, half in the evening. Okay, so he had to have the half. And they're very precise in the Beit HaMikdash. L'achi nakad gaba yavesh midot. That's what's called midot. The she'ein kalim yachim yavesh el elu. Rashi says these were the only two kalim for dry goods. The kli she'notnin bo mincha. When you put a mincha, look at this, the flour mincha, goes into a kli lach, into one of the wet kalim, into the mizrakot of the ka'arot. She mizrakot v'ka'arot ru'uyin nechach. Those are the right. We would have thought that the yavesh is the midah for the mincha. Rashi says no, the kli lach is for a midah, is for a mincha, and that's what's ra'ui. The mincha goes into a lach, like a jug. So like they had like a bowls and jugs. Okay. Ain now the next line of the Mishnah. Ain kli halach mekashda yavesh. If you put dry goods into a wet kli, doesn't work. Velo yavesh mekashda halach. If you put blood into a dry kli, why mekadesh? Right. And then the Mishnah says kli hakodesh she nikvu. If you've got one of these holy kalim that can make a hole in them and have a hole in them, imo sen b'hem ein belachtan shayu osin. If you can still do the work that you would do with them, it didn't affect the work. They enshleim him, and they were complete. What does it mean they enshleim him? Look at Rashi, yeah? Shehayu osin v'henshleim, meaning kesheh. If they would still manage to do the job that they did when they were shleim, before they got the pagam, right? Mekachin. Then it's good. V'im lav ein mekachin. In other words, I suppose if it had a hole in the bottom and now you pour blood and the blood would drip out, you can't use it. You've got a hole at the top over here, and you put blood in it, it wouldn't affect the blood. Or it got a bit of a dent, it wouldn't be the end of the world. V'chulan, ein mekachin ela b'kodesh. Right? And all these kalim, nonetheless, they only work, and there's only still kedusha in what you put into them, because look at Rashi, b'kodesh, ba'azara. So if you do the work, if you take the kli outside the Beit HaMikdash and you put it there, it doesn't help. Okay? It has to be in the right place, at the right time, Manny gets excited. Without any damage, right? That's the key. Okay, I'm a Shmuel. So now Shmuel says as follows. Lo shanu ela midot. Ela midot. Ava mizrakot mekachin. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, what are we speaking about? Lo shanu de ein kli alach mekadesh layavesh. When we said that the kli that you'd use for wet stuff, the karot to mizrakot, wouldn't mekadesh the yavesh, right? He says those are the midot. The dry good ones won't mekadesh the wet stuff. Avar mizrakot mekadshin. But the wet stuff do mekadesh. So Rashi there, elamidot. Shemidot halach shayusham. So look at the quickly. Rashi says there's seven Nosha and Midot. Oh no, okay, sorry. There were two, remember we said earlier on that there were Kairot and Mizrakot for the Lach. So the Gemara making a distinction now between the different types of Kalim for the wet good stuff. He said like this, when we said this, says Shmuel, some of the wet good Kalim wouldn't Makadesh dry good stuff, but some of them would. So look at Rashi here. Lo shanan kli halach makadesh diyavesh el midot. He says there were specific types. There were seven midot halach. There were seven Kalim for wet goods, for wet stuff, which had all different measurements, right? And look at those were a hin, chatzi hin, shlish hin, v'chulei. Techeivan dehenech lo chazu liyavesh, lemida lemdod, since they were not relevant at all for the dry good measurements. V'hen lo nimshechu ele lemedida, and they weren't good only for their specific measure, lefichach ein mekash ele dehen medida. Right, so those would only work on things that had to measure those things out of hin or a chatzin or a shlish, etc., etc., etc. Avam mizrakot, right? But these were like the bigger the jugs. Afagav dekli alach ninu, even though they were made for use for blood or wine or oil, right? They would mekadesh the yavesh. Dechihechi dechazu lelach chazu lesolet shu yavesh. They were also good for using the flour. Remember that's we saw that a mincha goes into a wet goods one, right? And the flour is dry. So you'd put the flour into those. So even when the Mishnah said that the wet good ones don't do makash, the dry good stuff was only a particular category. But the Mizrakot did work well both for wet and dry. Okay? What? Shneimar, we've got a pasuk, right. Shneihem mele'im solet. Look very quickly at the pasuk. It says, V'korbano, it's pasuk comes from Bamidbar, Zayin. V'korbano karat kesef achat. You have a kara of kesef, silver kara. Shloshim me'ah mishkalat, weighed 130 grams, or whatever, well, not grams, whatever it was. And then a mizrak, so you got a kara, and then a mizrak echad kesef, shvim shekem shekel kodesh. So you got the kara and the mizrak. You see, there are two different types of kalim. And then the pasuk says, shneihem mele'im solet. You can stick solet into both of them. Okay? B'rab Hashem le'mincha. So now we've got the kara and the mizrak, which now confuses me a bit, because what are these kalim here of the sheva midot? If they aren't karot, because yeah, it seems that even the kara can work. So I'm not 100% sure about that. Let's see, we go make clear them in later on the go. So now that's Shmuel. But he says, wait a second, that's not a proof that these kalim work for dry goods as well, because the mincha lachahi, mincha is wet. You bring it to me from the place of solid. You try to prove to me that the kalim also work for dry goods, but and your proof is the mincha, but the mincha is wet. Right, this amalei lo nitzchad. He said, "No, el yaveh sheba." What we're saying is that the whole mincha doesn't necessarily get wet. Look, Rashi says the mincha lachahi dehakati belulav hashemin. It's mixed up hashemin. They chid have to be high crowd. The mekachini, how do you prove that it works with the dry? So he says, "No, el yaveh sheba." He said, Rashi there about 5 lines before Rashi gets wide. Sheif shali balel kulat. It's impossible to mix the oil into the whole flour. Shelo yu ba kartin shel yaveh. That there wouldn't be some parts that weren't dry. Shlona gaba hin hashemit. The kachinu mizrakot, right? And nonetheless, Rashi, the Bach takes out the koshka. And the mizrakot makes the whole thing kadosh. So even though there were parts of the mincha which were dry, like we said, they also become kadosh. That's one answer. Another answer you could possibly give is mincha, even though mincha really is dry. Aval legabe dam, right? Ke yavesh dami. Right? It is so Israeli is wet, but with regards to a dam, it's wet. It's dry. So, in isolation, it's already exactly relative, right? Kama Shmuel, so that was Shmuel, the first aloch of Shmuel. Second aloch of Shmuel is, Kli sharet ein mekach in the shleimi, right? So the Mishnah said that. That wasn't really a chidush, because the Mishnah said that it was nekev. It said it would work if it was shleimi, if it did its work completely. But he adds a couple of lines like this. Ein mekachin ela one shleimi, has to be complete. Ein mekachin ele melein, it has to be full when you fill it up. And ein mekachin ele mitochan, it only does kiddush from what's inside it, right? The amrila, that's the first way of learning this mamar. The amrila, a little bit differently. You could say the salocha differently of how Shmuel learned it. Ein mekachin ele shleimi, that's the same. Umeleim and full. But now this should be umibifnim, from bifnim, not mitochan, from but umibifnim. Now, what's the difference from inside or from inside? How do they translate in English tochan and bifnim? What's the difference in the translation?
Tochan, interior is tochan, and bifnim is inside the courtyard.
Oh, it's the courtyard.
Yeah, Bazar. Rashi says it.
Maybe for him. I missed that. Rashi says Bazar. I didn't miss it. I actually underlined it even. Okay, well, I missed it this morning. Okay. Right, again. So the question would be the one sits from inside the cup and the one sits from inside the courtyard. Right? So the Gemara says, my Ben, what's the difference between the two of them? Ikebenayu birutzi midot. Right, what are birutzi midot? Look at Rashi. Ikebenayu. The difference is birutzi midot. The one who says that only what's inside the kli kesavar birutzei midot donit kachu means that we'll see the second birutzei means that birutzei midot doesn't become kadesh. Elamasha betoch, it was inside the whole of the kli, the halal, the receptacle of the kli. Birutzei midot, Rashi says, yeah, or gudshei midot, right? The mounds which stick up outside. It's a machloket there as well. If you've got a Likutei Rashi, look at Likutei Rashi, almost in line with that Rashi, a few lines down, it says there, Birutzei Midot, it brings a Gemara from later on, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. It says, Mashe Tzaf al Sfata Kli, what's floating on the lip of the Kli. Okay? In other words, the one who says Bifni means only up to here. Imagine it's a thicker Kli, it's much more than this cup, right? Imagine like a big Kli, it's got a big lip. If it's mounding over, whatever's outside, the inner receptacle won't become kaddish, according to the machloket who says bifnim, right? Betoch. When it says bifnim, means in the azara, whatever's in the kli, even the stuff that's on the outside, okay? With me? Right. The Gemara says, we've got a bright as well that learns as follows. Ein mekach ein lebeshleim, it has to be full. The kli has to be complete. Umeleim and full. Umitochan ubifnim, it has to have all four. So we've got a bright that actually says you need all those four requirements. Okay, so the bright actually sums it all up. Amar Rav Asya, Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanus, Rabbi Yochanan says as follows. That the fact that we say it has to be full, right? Umeleim, lo shanu, ele she'ein da'to lehosi. That's if you aren't planning on putting in more. In other words, when you fill it up, let's say you fill it up in stages. You fill it up now and you fill it up half. Now, if you weren't ever intending to put more in, it won't work. Your mincha won't become kadosh. But if you pull it in half and you're waiting to get some more to fill it up, then as you put it in, it will meet kadesh one by one until you complete. Right? About da'tor lehosif, rishon kodesh. Okay? Talmud the brighter as well, that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Melein in. Right? Sorry, achi melein. Right? This is what we mean. I'm melein and a shleimi. Right? They have to be, when we say full, it means it needs to be complete. Arab Yossi, amatai, when? When does it mean have to be melein and not melein and a shleimi? Bizman she'ein da'atol hosif, if you weren't going to add in anymore. Aval da'atol hosif, if you had intention to add more, it never had to be full to begin with. El rishon kodesh. As you fill it up one by one, it becomes kadosh and the kli works. Okay, the next line of the Mishnah was, ein kli halach mekadesh. So we said, ain kli halach mekadesh da yavesh. Remember, doesn't mekadesh the dry stuff. The wet kadim, don't mekadesh the dry kadim. I'm a rabbi to my rabbasi. Ain mekadesh nikarev. Now there's a difference over here. Remember, we've learned this concept before, that we've got kochim that are pasu. Kochim that are pasu, you can't get hana from it. Remember, they're pasu. But they're still kochim, in other words, you can't do pidge. Remember, we learned yesterday, we had the question asked Lakish Rabbi Yochanan about, does the kli mekadesh, that you can still do pidyon or not, because we saw that pasul mincha, you could redeem it. Once you went to the kli, you couldn't redeem it. That's what he says over here. He says like this, lo shanu, hold on, I lost place. I'm going to beat actually, ein mekachin, ein mekachin lipasel, sorry, ein mekachin ikarev. The kli, the lach, if you put dry goods into a wet kli, you can't then throw that blood onto the baramigda, onto the mizbeach. But mekachin lipasel, but there is enough kedusha there, it now becomes kochin psulim. Okay, that's the difference. Right, look at Rashi there. Ela shleimin. Aba bekachin elach yavish lipasel. Right in the middle of the wide lines of Rashi. Shim yatza chutz leklaim. O nagabo tful yom nifsal. Da'ahane leikli lachshiro lipasel. Ketan yam ile ha-menachot bo'oli bahen ha-mekdushin kikot she'ebekti huchshu lipasel bitful yom b'mechus ha-kipurim. So what's he saying over here? Once you put the kli into it, if a tful yom now touch that, it become kochim psulim. So it's of a stage where it's makabel the psul, become makabel the tumah. It's not just regular blood. It's got a level of kedusha which would become pasul. Right? So the kli does have a certain function. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm 100% sure exactly what that means. Because tachlis, what does it really mean? So what do you do with this blood until it becomes pasul? More than I think about it now. So we stuck it in, we stuck the blood into the wrong kli. We put this kli. We said amara, right? So we said that the kli. Understand my question? You understand my question?
Questions, what does it mean?
Yeah, the question we're saying over here. We said that the kli halach, right, doesn't mekadesh the dry stuff. But Rav Asi says it's not mekadesh to, you can't use it. You can't, let's say it's a mincha. And you put a mincha into a wet kli, into a mizrak. So into a, right, or into a kara, let's say. And you can't use it, or you put, but now it can become pasul. And Rashi says, yeah, it's got a kedusha level that if it went out of the mizbeach, or nagabo tfulyom, or if a guy who had gone to the mikveh, still waiting for nightfall, let's say a balkeri or whatever, touch it would become pasul. The ahani le kli lahakshiroli pasel. Because the kli gives it enough kedusha that it now can become kochim psunim. Ketanim me'ila. Ha'menachot mo'alin bahen mishuk tushu kidshu bekli. Ah, okay. That's really the nafka mina here. That it would be kochim that you'd be over on me'ila with it. So you couldn't get any hana'a from it. Because that's really the real nafka mina over here. Until it goes into the kli, it's not really kochim. So there's no me'ila. If you used it, let's say, I don't know, let's say blood was good for cleaning your shoes, for example. If you use it to clean your shoes with it, you wouldn't be over a me'ila. Once you put it into this kli, it would become kochim that you now be over a me'ila if you use them for something else. Okay, that's really, I think, what the real issue of it is. Ikka de makti da aha. Now there's another way of learning it like this. Ein mevi menachot unesachim u'menachat b'hayim u'bikurim mina meduma. Right? Meduma means truma is mixed up in it. Right? So he said like this. Ein mevi, you can't bring a mincha or unesachim u'mincha or any of these animals b'kurim from the stuff that's mixed up. Ein shrich lomar me'ola. And it's obvious that you can't use all that kelen mixed up in, right? Because that's vadai. Because the truma, at least the kohen can eat it. Vim hevi lo kidesh. Right? If you did bring it, it wouldn't become kochin. And on that limud, not on our limud, amrav itamrav asi lo kidesh li karev, aval kidesh li pasel. In other words, what he's saying over here is this amrav asi, right? Amarav itam Rav Asi, he's got nothing to do with our sugya whatsoever. It's a mistake. It's meant to be talking about another ma'amar of Chazal, which is that you can't bring, right, menachot, or nesachim, or minchat behema, or bikurim from foods that are mixed up with truma. Why not? Because, I think Rashi mentions it over here. Look at Rashi. Menachot, nesachim, menachot, menameduma, v'afal pi shemuta lekohanim. Because now, what's the problem? When we bring bikurim or mincha or minchat nesachim, any of these korbanot, we have to have it in such a way that anybody can eat it. Ah, but a truma mixed up in chulin, a kohen can eat it. So maybe it's good, because someone can eat it because of kohen the truma. So Rashi says, even though the kohen can eat it, still ask you why. The ba'inan mutal chol Yisrael. You have to have the whole of Israel can eat it. Shneimar mimashki Yisrael mina mutal Yisrael. Right? And Rashi says, because it's asked even to the kohanim. Right? And on that sugi over there, the Gemara said, Amravasi, lo kidesh di karev. You can't do kedush, it won't become kadosh to you put on the mizbeach or to give over, aba kidesh di pasel. Okay, you heard it? It's not meant to be now. Sugi, a different place altogether. Just if you look very quickly at Tosfot, I thought we'd have much more time this way, that's the truth. Look at that Tosfot, they quickly mina medumak. You see that thing we haven't said so long time. It's like it's pishma contrast meduma de truma. That's mixed up with truma. You got that Tosfot there? Mina meduma. It's the second of Tosfot on the Amud. Right? Rabbeinu Chaim Piresh, no. Murav ba'ola v'kli hakerim. Ba'ola v'kli hakerim lo itzshich lemitni. Pesh b'kod shich iun. Ech yityashem himashki Yisrael. Kevin Deshay le'kohanim. He seems to have a problem. He says, why would truma be a problem? It's mixed up with the kohanim can't eat it. So it'd still be a case of mishki Yisrael. It'd be a problem, but he doesn't think it's necessarily dafka truma. Okay, so we see there that truma being mixed up is the problem. Is not necessarily asur. Because there is a heter for the Kohanim to eat it. Okay, let's carry on. New halochia. Tarabanan. Klish kodesh shenikvu. Right? So now, if you've got these kalim and they've got holes in them, Ein matichinoto. You don't like weld it or fix it up or right. That you don't fix it. Look at Rashi there, Kamoshe or sin, right? Yorot. Like you would do to big, let's say, kettles or pots in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, you'd be able to fix up. Ve'ein matichin letocho avar. And you also can't put inside it, avar here I think means copper, right?
Lead.
What? Lead. Or ferret, huh?
Soldering.
Yeah. Right? Listom hanekev, right? To block the hole. Rashi says, v'chulu mishug de michzei ka'aniyut. Why not? Because it looks like poor. You don't want to behave like in a poor way. Poor people fix their kalim. Rich people chuck them out and buy new ones. It's quite amazing that actually, because they're almost bordering on a bit of Baal Tashkit. But I suppose in the Beit HaMikdash, there's a higher level here. Right? This is God's house. Right? V'lav orach aran. It's not derech eretz. To fix things in the Beit HaMikdash, to work in an amazing way. That's actually quite amazing. Nifgamu ein metakninoto. If they damage, you don't fix them. Nifgamu pegima gedola. Shetikun hashchazata nikar. If it was fixed in a way that it would be notable, everybody could see, walking in that midst, you see how this got like a big patch or someone's beaten the head out of it to try and panel beat it. Right? You wouldn't fix it. Sakin shenivgam ein mashchizin et pgimata. A knife that's damaged, you don't sharpen its damage or fix its blade or whatever that means. Nishmeta ein machzirota. Right? Nishmeta, what does it mean? If it came out of its handle. How's that nishmeta, right? If it left, if the handle, remember we saw the other day, you could make a handle from bone, remember? Mm-hmm. They obviously did those things, right? Abishaul says, "Sakin matrefet at Beit HaMikdash." There was this knife in the Beit HaMikdash. Look at Rashi there, matrefet. Well, matrefet sheita raka lipagem pegimot dakot tamid umatrefet dakotim. It was so blunt that it was causing the animals to become treif. The shechita wasn't a good shechita. And look what happens. V'nimnu alei kohanim v'nigzoy. Nimnu means that they had a vote. Right, Nino means that they sat together and they consulted and decided what to do, and they put into Gniza. In other words, they didn't fix it.
Didn't he have a thing with going about rooms and the angles that was a room for knives?
We saw at the entrance to the Heichal, there was the Ulam.
Right.
And the Ulam had the size, and it was called Beta Ashchata or something, Beta, whatever it was in. Right. They kept the knives there, right. Tarabana. Now we're going to clothes. Okay, we'll stop moving quickly. Tarabana. Big day, Kuhuna, Enot Sinuta Maase Machat. So this obviously you can't fix up the clothes. It, the Kohanim clothes, you don't sew them. Elamase oreg, you weave them or knit them. How do they translate oreg here? Knitting or weaving? Yeah, oreg is weaving. But I mean, I imagine that you actually knit it. I don't know. Shnei Mar, because the pasuk says, "Vayaki roshor betocho safar." With the middle of a Kohen girl, it says that his neck would, his head would go through it, and there'd be like a lip around his neck. Lefiv saviv maase oreg woven kafi tachra. So it wouldn't tear. Remember the Kohen Gadol, his Me'il, had like a reinforcement around the neck, so it wouldn't tear. Nidga'alu, if they get dirty, ein mechapsinoto, you don't wash it. Lo b'neter v'lo b'ahal, not with any of these chemical things that they'd use. Neter is, what's neter? Neter? Lime, isn't neter lime?
Neser.
Eh? They say neser. Yeah, there's Rashi and Yirmiyah says min adama, right? Rashi is like an earthy type of stuff. Shechafin v'shafin b'ita b'gayim, which they clean the clothes with. What's it?
It's called niter.
Niter, yeah, okay. Velo ba'ahal, right? Rashi says ahal says min kibusu, a type of a laundering. Shemavir ta giul v'chein neter, that they clean it and also neter as well, right? So the Gemara says, but what about, so you can't use neter, you can't, my mechapsi can use water. You can use water. Look at Rashi the Bitmiya. He says, came in the time, Mishum the Michse Kanyutu, since the reason we don't want to clean the clothes, because it looks like, worn out clothes, laundered clothes, there's nothing like a new shirt. And you put a shirt, I suppose ironing is really what kills the shirt. But if you wash a shirt to launder a shirt, it looks like a secondhand shirt. So he's saying over here, right, that you don't want to launder it because, so what about water? Mali net, mali mali. While the difference, maybe what you could do. So look at Rashi. Says no. Harei nitkalu uchipsan. Kol shechent ilo mechave la shapir garin tvei. So water would well, even more. So the Gemara says like this. I'm going to buy hachem. This would do what you want to say. Hugu lemayim. If it got dirty, right, from like a water type of induced stain, mechab shlo benet v'al. Then you can use neter or ahal to clean it out. But hugu leneter, right? But But if that you need like a much better, stronger cleaning, like a netter of ahal, then after my and mechapsu, you can't wash it any at all. Okay, so it depends on the level of the turtle. There shomim and mechapsu to kol ikar. And there were those who, as the mind, the Amr, it says, even kol ikar. You see the aleph of the halacha is on there. He says, maybe this has got a little bit to do with halacha, the sefer, Robert. Right? Because we don't want a behavior of poverty, like poor behavior. I mean, it's hard to understand this, to be honest, in a place of ashirut like the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, next term. Me'il kulo shel tchelet haya. So now we're talking about the kedush. The Gemara says that the me'il of the Kohen Gadol was made completely from tchelet. Right? Tchelet is this blue, right? Like, you know, the dye of whatever it is. Right, Hayash Neemar Vayaset Meilah. For clear tchelet was completely tchelet. Now Shulav Kaitzad. You know the meal of the Kohen Gadol, he had this meal, this jacket like a poncho, and the bottoms had the pomegranates with the bells. It was a machloket. I think it's Rashi Ramban. No, Manny, whether the bells were inside the pomegranates or the bells were next to the pomegranates. I think Rashi will see in this. I remember Rashi says it goes pomegranate bell. And Ramban says the bells were inside the pomegranate, or the other way around. I'm not sure. We'll see. I'm not sure. Well, there's a machloket of some kind. So yes, like this. Shulav, right, decides, Kaita, how do they do? He says, this is Hayam, Evit, Chayet, V'argaman, V'tlachari, Shazurin. They bring these three different types of wools, all woven. V'oseotan, Kaminurin, squashed up like a pomegranate. Shelo pitchu pihen. Now, what does it say, Shelo pitchu pihen, yeah? If you look at Rashi over here, he says, Derech rimonim, kesheh shohin be'ilam, when they stay on the tree, achar gemar, bishlo, once they become ripe, mitpatchin ma'alehen, kederech shosin klipei egozin achitzonot. They develop on their own, they open up. You know, you see a pomegranate, like the drawings of a pomegranate, like round, and then like things that stick out. It's like an open pomegranate, right? It's like a flower head. When they, before they ripe, they're completely sealed, right? So these are like sealed pomegranates. Ukamin kona'ot shel knasot. Rashi, the Shita puts in there, klusot. Shebrashay tinokot. Look at Rashi, yeah? And then these kona'ot buttons. See, buttons. See that? Buttons. Right? That's like buttons. See the Rashi there? Mm-hmm. See the Rashi? Yeah. She has buttons, right? Buttons. Ashin kamin tikshel nechoshet, like copper bags or whatever. Shosim besof beit yad aromach, which are at the end of a handle of a sword, of a spear. What's a romach? It's a sword, right? A romach is a sword. Shekorin aristel, whatever, right? Umishkal kino diyashve benov. And vatinokot, he says, in the kids, Torinoto brashei kovei netzarim shosinoto lemilchamtan shekorin helms. Helms probably means like from helmet. Right? So you know the kids have, like, you know, like a Robin Hood hat. Has like a button hanging at the end. You know, it's like one of those like triangular type of hats. The end's got like a big button at the end. Right? That's what he's telling us, Rashi. The kids put it into their hats. Right? So they bring these buttons. Right? Umevi shivim v'shnayim zagin. They bring 72 bells. Shebahen shivim ushnayim in balin, which we've got 72. The in bal is that like thing in the bell that makes the noise. And look at Rashi. Rashi says, "What's an in bal?" He says, "Yeah, in bal mashet talui betochan, which hangs inside the bell le kashkesh, right, to make a noise, clapper. Right? What?
Clapper.
A clapper. What? Kish kish karya. Right? V'tolebo etzel harimon." And you put it there next to the rimon, it's from a granite, who pa'amon, and that's a bell. Keshidichti, pa'amon ve'rimon. See, Rashi says, yeah, in Shmot, pa'amon ve'rimon. Hu betoch ha'rimonim. See, Rashi says, and the bell goes inside the rimon, the kra, lav betoch ha'chalal kam ele b'nehen, the pa'amon echad ben shemin. Other way around, sorry. Rashi says that it goes rimon, pa'amon, one. I'm almost certain the Ramban there says that the pa'amon is inside the rimon. Okay. On each side, remember the poncho hung down and there's a machloket, but according to Rashi's opinion, it was open on the sides. So you had 36 on this side and 36 on that side. I think the Ramban said it actually was complete all the way around as well. It was a big machloket there on the begadim. Right? Right? And Rabbi Dosa Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Shloshim Veshishayu. He says, no, they weren't 72, they were 36. Shmona v'asha mitzadzeh v'shmona asha mitzadzeh, 18 and 18. So that's a machloket now on how many there were. Right? The Shita Mekubetze changes the v'shmona mitzadzeh. Rabbi Dosa Omer says Teva Dosa Nimchak Tzvarche Rabbi Dosa Omer Shisha Shloshim Ayu Shum Rabbi Yehuda Nimchak. So it depends if it was Rabbi Dosa Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, and it's just Rabbi Dosa says it, or just Rabbi Yehuda says it. Okay, so not necessarily either one. It depends. Okay, so it makes a difference in terms of how we pass Malacha. So there, Amar Rabbi Inyani Bar Sasson Kemachloket. He says this Machloket which we got over here, whether we're 36 or 72. Kach Machloket b'Marot Negaim. There's the same Machloket there when it comes to the different types of Negaim. That's the Tzara'at. How you look at the different types of Tzara'at, right? Look at Rashi over here. B'Marot Negaim L'Tamei Miptuchin Shel Lavan Adamdam V'Levanim Shel Nitkei Harosh V'Zakeim V'Shel Negaim Batim V'Begadim. There's a whole lot, list of negaim, right? You have all the different negaim on the clothes, on the person's body, on their head, on their beard, on the front, on their scalp, on the houses, etc. So too, how many colors, and all different shades, etc. The same machloket exists. Are they 36 or are they 18? Right? Ditnan, we got a Mishnah. This Mishnah comes up in Masechet Negaim, Mishnah Dalet, in Perek Aleph. Marot Negaim, Rabbi Dosa ben Horkenis, Omer 36, and Akiva ben Mahalalel, Omer Shirim Mishlamim Akiva ben Halel, that's the guy we quote always at a funeral, right? Akiva ben Halel, Omer Mishlamim, right? Right. Zarim, right. V'am Rabbi Inyana Bar Sasson, Lama Nismecha Parashat Ksenah? We've got another question. In the same, this was Rabbi Inyana Bar Sasson, he mentioned that. And now another Mam from Inyana Bar Sasson, Lama Nismecha Parashat Korbanot Le Parashat Big Day Kahuna? Let's look at Rashi over there. Rashi says over here, in Parashat Tzav, et Aaron, Zot Torah Ta'ola. So it says Zotrat Torah speaks about the korbanot, and then it's Zotrat Achatat, Va'asham v'zevach hashlamim, and then it says Kachet Aaron ve'et ha-begadim, and then it says afterwards the clothing story. So why are they connected? Why is the parsha of korbanot and the parsha of the begadim one after the other? Lomar lecha to teach us, says Rabbi Anyani Bar Sasson. Ma korbanot mechaprin, just like korbanot du kapara, af bigdei kahuna mechaprin. Okay, now listen to this, the Kohanim, this is important, this is actually amazing. So too, the clothes of the Kohanim do kapara. The words are going to list the different kapara that every item of clothing does. All right, look at this. Kutonet mechaperet al shvichut dam. The kutonet, right? What's the English word there for kutonet?
Tunic.
The tunic. Okay, I always forget that word, right? So the kutonet, the tunic, does kapara for shvichut dam, for any murder. Now just remember Shvichut Dam, okay? We're going to see later on, if something else does kapara for Shvichut Dam, right? What happens when a person gets killed between a city, we don't know who killed him, we bring an egla, arufa. So we can see just now, remember that. Shenemar that the kutonet, vayishchetu seir izim, vayitbelu et hakutonet badam, right? That's with Yosef, right? Vasedem ichnesai vad chasot basar, sorry, vayikhu et kutonet Yosef, Vayishchatu seir izim, vayitbelu et hakutoned badam. So comes the kutonet of the Kohen and does kapara for the kutonet of Yosef. Okay, that's the first one. Then michnasayim, the trousers that the Kohen got, that the Kohanim wear. Mechaperet al gilui arayot. It does kapara for any gilui arayot, any immorality. Okay, thank you. Shneemar. Va'asei lahem michnasei vad lechasot et basar erva, to cover up the erva, right? Mitznefet, that's the Kohen Gadol's mitznefet, bechaperet al gasei haruach. Gasei haruach means being on haughtiness. Of course, it's benign. How do we know that? Amar Rav Chanina, yavo davar shebegova v'yechaper al gova. So it's the highest part of him, the mitznefet, right, on his head. And that is takes care of all the haughtiness. Avnet, right? That's the belt. Bechaper al hirhur haleh. Remember, we learned that the belt was worn quite high up. Remember, like in line with their elbows. Remember, we learned that. So it's like quite hard. He walks like this because of the avnet. Mm-hmm. That's how the Kohen Gadol has a long avnet. He walks like this. So look at Rashi. Lechasot el arva. Hold on. No. We haven't looked at Rashi. Sorry. Avnet b'chaper al hirhur haleh. So Gemara says, Ahechad de'ite, right? Because of where it is. Look at Rashi. There, shayu chogrin keneged atzilei yedehen. That's the elbows. Tahainu keneged halev. Kedafilu perek sheni. We learned it on daf yutet. We already had this, right? Choshen, the breastplate, right? Mechaper al hadinin. right? On all the dinim, the made a mistake as pashin. Emar vasita choshen mishpat. The choshen causes mishpat. The right if ephod, right? Mechaper al avodat kochavim. The ephod serves you for avodat kochavim. Ha'ash neemar ein ephod v'trafim. Now this is a bit of a play on the words. If you look at the pasuk here, on pasuk, the pasuk is like this. Ki yamim rabim yeshvu b'nei shel ein melech v'ein tsar. I'm going to get it from Moshe. V'ein zevach, and there's no korbanon. V'ein matzeva, right? V'ein ephod u'trafim. There's no ephod and trafim. Look at Rashi over here. Rashi explains it. Ein ephod nigle avon trafim. There's no ephod. Then the avon of the trafim. Trafim here is the avon of Zora, right? It becomes clear. Ha yesh ephod, says Rashi, ein trafim. When there is ephod, there's no trafim. And he says, Rashi, kach shamati b'masechet erchin. This I learned in erchin. You heard this pshat in erchin. Okay. Ephod mechaper avon. Shnei ma'efod. Now the Gemara says like this. Me'il mechaper, and sorry, and me'il mechaper lashon hara. The jacket, the coat, right, on Loshon Hara. Minayin harina. Amar b'chinina yavod davar shebakol v'yechaper al kol hara. The me'il, we learned at the very beginning, right, had the bells, the bottom. Remember? It was the me'il. So the me'il has noise, right? The Rashi said davar shebakol pa'amonim shebo. It's bells in it. So Loshon Hara is made with noise. The me'il makes the noise. The me'il mechaper. Okay. Now amar b'chinina yavod davar shebakol v'yechaper davar shebakol. Okay, we just learned that. The tzitz, right? So the tzitz now of the Kohen Gadol, mechaper al azut panim. Also, azut panim, how do you say azut panim in English? Give me an English word there. What? Brazenness. Yeah. Okay? Right? How? Because the tzitz kativ vaya al metzach aharon. It was on Aaron's forehead, on the metzach. Uba azut panim, when it comes to brazenness, the Torah tells us, right? This is a pasuk. In Yirmiyah, Umetzach isha zona hayalach. Hayalacha, right? Metzach isha zona. She was a harlot, meaning her brazenness. And the metzach refers to brazenness. So the tzitz on the metzach. Metzach refers to brazenness. Metzach works for brazenness. Down the Gemara Slakas. We saw two things here specifically. We said that the ketonet is mechaper for shvichut damim, for murder. And we said that the me'il is mechaper for lashon hara. So what's the question? Ainli ba'am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi shnei dvarim matzinu lehen kapra v'korbanot. With the two things which we saw, lo, we didn't find a kapara in the korbanot, but matzinu kapara makom acher. We found another source for kapara for them. And what are they? Shvichut damim and lashon hara. We found kapara for shvichut damim and kapara, not in korbanot. What were they? Shvichut damim was the me'agla arufa, and lashon hara from the ketoret. And you telling me that shvichut damim is from the kutonet, and you telling me that lashon hara is from the me'il. And we've seen here that kapara for those two come from different sources. The Tanya of Chanani minayin ketoret shemechaper harina ketoret does kapara shenemar b'itena ketoret v'chaper al ha'am. The ketoret comes and does kapara al ha'am. And look at Rashi the al ha'am. B'machloket Korach. Remember that? B'machloket Korach, they brought there the ketoret. Shulashon hara. What was the whole thing of Korach? Was Lashon hara. Shneemar, atem hem mitem. Right? You basically incited the arm against you. That was Lashon hara. Utani deber Rabbi Shmuel. Al ma ketoret mechaperet. What does ketoret do kapara for? Lashon hara. Yavor davar shebechashai. Because, right? V'yekaper, yechaper al maaseh chashai. Because what is chashai? When the Kohen Gadol does his ketoret on Yom Kippur, he goes into the Beit HaMikdash very quiet. It's the only one there. No one can be in there with him. And that does kapara. Normally, Loshon Hara is spoken secretly, also in private, right? So those do kapara one for the other. So Gemara says, you know what? The first answer, Gemara says, kashia. Right? It says kashia. Then the Gemara says like this. Actually, we've got two kashias here, right? We've got one kashia on Shvichut Damim, which we said the Me'il. And the other, that was the kutonet, sorry, shichud damim, and the me'il, which was supposed to do kapara and lashon hara. Because we've got other sources for them. Mm-hmm. So the stira, make up your mind. Which one is it? Is it the me'il and the kutonet, or is it the eglarufa and the ketoret? The Gemara is like this. Lashon hara, a lashon hara kasha. Well, that's a too difficult one, this. We accept that the lashon hara here, which is the ketoret, we've got too many proofs here that the ketoret is mechaper for lashon hara. That's a difficult one. But shchifut damim, hashvichut damim, lo kasha. The one with egla rufa.
Kasha, lashon hara, lashon hara. Kasha, shchifut damim, hashvichut damim.
So, lo kasha.
So now the answer, Gemara answers, lo kasha. Yeah.
Now they're starting to lo kasha.
Oh, sorry, you're 100% right. Sorry. The not kasha, right. Sorry. Right. Look, kasha, okay. Here comes the answer, right? Lo kasha, both of them. We say, both of them not kasha. Ha de yade, when it comes to egla rufa, when it comes to shvichu damim, ha de yade man katle, ha de lo yade man katle. It would depend. The egla rufa, we bring specifically, we don't know who did the murder. That's why we bring the egla rufa for kapara. And the kutonet does kapara when we do know who the murderer was. Right, so even then we will know who the murderer was. Then that kapara works in. Right, idiyare man katle vanagatla. Right, idiyare man katle bar katlu. So the Gemara says, wait a second. About idiyade man katle bar katalu. If we know who the guy was, then what do you mean? Why do we need the kutonet? Right, he gets killed, and that does the kapara. Mm-hmm. Right, the Gemara says, no. One's bemazid velo atrubei. We know who he was. We can't kill him. Why can't we kill him? Because he wasn't hatra'a. And you can't kill a guy without hatra'a. So we know who he was, but there's no kapara because he isn't being killed. Therefore, comes along the kutonet of the kohen, and he does the kapara for him. V'lashon hara, lashon hara, nami lo kashya. And also not kashya. Ha? Ha betzina, ha befarhesia. So the kutoret works when it's done betzina, when no one knows about the lashon hara, was spoken between two people. And like there, the kohen gadol does the work betzina, it's chashay. And on the other hand, the me'il with the noise, with the loud noise, that's lashon hara, which is done before hesia hadran alach hamizbeach mekadesh.